Now, we notice something else in this chapter that's quite interesting. The children of Israel, after this incident, they moved on. We're told that, verse 13, from thence they removed, pitched on the other side of Arnon, that's a river, which is in the wilderness, that cometh out of the coasts of the Amorites. And you could get your map and follow right through here their journeys. And we're told here, verse 16, and from thence they went to Beer, that is, the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, gather the people together, and I'll give them water. Now listen to this, how different this is. Then Israel sang this song. Friends, this is the first time that they've sung a song of praise and thanksgiving. They've been singing the desert blues, murmuring. Sounds like modern music up to this point, and now it's a hallelujah chorus. Verse 17, then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. In other words, they're thanking God for the provision that he's made for them in supplying water. And we're told the princes digged the well, and the nobles of the people digged it. And here you have capital and labor joining together in this. And now, if you follow along in this chapter, and we'll not do it in any detail at all, you'll find that the Lord gave them a victory here over Sihon, the king of the Amorites. And this man, Sihon, didn't want them to pass through his borders, but they're going to pass through his borders, by the way. And then we find that after that, why, the king of Moab, he didn't want to let them come through either. And we find that God gave them a victory over Moab. And so the children of Israel now are marching, and they are singing praises to God, and God is giving them victory. They're ready now to enter into the promised land. We will have to go through another book before we're going to see them do that, because the book of Deuteronomy has some very important lessons to teach. Not only did it teach them in that day, but it teaches us in our day also.